Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes podcast, episode number 23, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So today I'm talking about underestimating technical effort and some of the words that might signify that you are underestimating technical effort and what might be required of you when you find someone that is doing this, some of the questions that you could ask to prevent this. So it was actually inspired by an article by Marcus Blankenship. Read it this morning on dev.2. It's a website, like a developer community, and it was titled The Four-Letter Word That Makes My Blood Boil. And actually found out he also has a book that illustrates this concept in it as well. The book is called Habits That Ruin a Technical Team, or something like that. And so essentially he, let me give a couple examples that he gives in the article and see if you can find the four-letter word. So example one would be, just implement a form that collects emails. Or I'll just add a notes feature similar to Twitter, or just add this button. So the four-letter word in there is just, right? Just do this. Just add in this little feature, and there's a lot of synonyms for this word as well, like simple. It should be a simple task or a trivial task to do. A lot of these words, they have a lot of ambiguity to them because, when you say something like that, someone that's listening, they don't really know fully what you want. Let's use the email example, the email form. It could just be a form that has an email input and that's it, right? But then, so obviously you need some sort of backend service. Are we just going to use MailChimp? And you can actually notice that I used the word just there. But are we going to use MailChimp? Or are we going to implement a custom backend to save the emails in a database? Are we actually going to send emails to anyone? A lot of these things, if you're saving like 100,000 or a million emails, that's not a trivial task to just implement an email form, right? If you really want like an email list, a newsletter feature. And these are the types of questions actually that I just gave, that if someone told me something like that they wanted to just implement an email form, I would ask them, I would want to clarify, like, hey, what are all the things that you want in this? Let's scope this out and see if it really is a simple feature to implement or if it's going to require a lot of technical effort, because there's so many things based around a form, like validation and security related issues that you need to make sure you figure out. So it's not going to be always a simple task to implement on the technical side. And the thing that Marcus I think makes a great point is in the second half of this article, he talks about the fear of asking these types of questions, where you might seem incompetent or you fear like someone might think, you didn't understand or you're not smart enough to understand what I just said or what he just said. But the thing is that asking someone to clarify, like if someone asked me to clarify even the most simple concept, that means that I didn't explain it right. I need to be more specific. I need to make sure that I'm explaining it in a way that is very easily digestible and understandable by anyone. So it's really the fault on me and not someone that is asking those questions. So I think that, don't have the fear of asking those types of questions. Make sure you clarify. And if you are the person that's using the words like just or simple, try to realize that you're doing that and just make sure that you clarify exactly what you want. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you follow me on Twitter to suggest topics and get in touch with me. Also find my podcast on the Anchor app, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.